Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Hey everybody, it's your man Head Crack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast, or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time.
Yeah. Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This is your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Head Crack. I'm Frank Kramer, representing the Left Coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Welcome to Dish Nation.
Welcome!
Yay. We have survived another weekend.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus.
At least most of us. like Brat's out today, but filling in for her.
But she's not dead. Yeah,
she's alive.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
We've seen visual proof. Brat is alive. But filling in for her is a person that the Dos Equis man would say she is one of the most interesting women in the world. Comedian Miss Pat.
Yay!
Plus, we got the LA posse with us. Heidi and Frank, what's going on, y'all?
Hello, what's up, Atlanta?
Hey, hello, guys. Pat.
Hello.
Oh, man, so much to talk about. Now, later on, you know things are going to get messy when we talk about the Real Housewives of Atlanta. And they took a trip, and, man, somebody almost had to trip out on that situation. Uh-huh. Ain't that right, Portia?
Uh-huh.
But first, it's Kim and Kanye and the West family versus the Kardashian-Jenner clan.
Epic.
They are taking on each other head-to-head in the upcoming episode of Celebrity Family Feud. Now, Kim jumped ship to be on Kanye's side, and everybody was pretty much excited for it. Take a look.
So if you guys don't know, Kanye and I are the biggest fans of Family Feud. What'd you say earlier? You waited your whole life? Kanye said he's waited his whole life for this moment, Family Feud. So we're playing against the Kardashian Jenners versus the West. And I have a really good feeling about this.
Is that the rich version of the Snapchat filter? Where is that?
Yes.
Anytime I try to get that filter, I either have flowers over my head or an am hearts, but that's a good one.
Because when you have the flowers and the hearts, people obviously know you're using a filter. This one was like, wait, what? But it made Kanye look like angelic and happy.
Yeah.
I was wondering.
Yeah, I think when he saw himself, he got happy. He all smiling and stuff.
He didn't recognize himself. He's like, damn.
Okay.
I wonder if Steve Harvey, who's the host of Family Feud now, is going to bring back the old Richard Dawson trick of kissing all the girls.
Because
in this case, Steve Harvey has a shot.
Oh. Good answer. Good answer.
I can totally see Chris Harvey.
Well, you know what? A lot of people have been coming for Oprah recently. Donald Trump called her insecure on Twitter. Monique has been calling Oprah Winfrey a bully and is sort of blaming Oprah for Monique being blackballed in Hollywood. Well, Oprah is out promoting her latest movie, A Wrinkle in Time, and she was asked by one of the interviewers why she doesn't respond and just continues to take the high road. And here's what Ms. Winfrey said.
Why don't you address it face?
Oh, my gosh. Because it's impossible. It's a law.
that if you meet negative with negative, you will just have a combusted negative force and negative energy. You can't meet negative energy where it is. You have to rise above it. You have to transcend it. You have to be the light. And it only takes a little bit of light to banish the darkness. Mm. It takes a lot of darkness to overcome the light. But it takes just a little bit of light. And we are warriors of the light. So I would never stoop to try to meet somebody where they are negatively. Yeah. Don't care who they are.
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, does she have a perfect answer handbook someplace?
I mean, she's perfect, Frank. She's perfect.
She sure is, Heidi.
Well, one thing you know, you can't argue with crazy. So that's all Oprah was saying.
Right.
When a crazy person argues, just let them argue by themselves. I mean, I don't hear you. I don't respond. You're going to keep talking to the wall.
That's
you're
going
to eventually shut up.
And she gave you a little bit of shade at the end. She said, I don't care who you are.
Now, honey, that little
tea and shade was for the presidents, okay? All right, moving on. I've got a battle of the kids' birthday parties this weekend. Yes, first we have Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton held a Scooby-Doo-themed birthday party for Gwen's youngest son, Apollo. Now, Apollo dressed as Scooby, and also Gwen dressed as Daphne, and Blake dressed as Shaggy.
Oh, my God, Blake Shelton. I mean, boy, you realize how hair...
Sexiest man alive right there, ladies.
I know. Well, then we have Wiz Khalifa and Amber Rose went a little darker, throwing a Suicide Squad party for their son, Sebastian.
Has he seen that movie? Isn't that like an adult movie?
It's not a kid's movie. This is when the parents put the theme on and then say, don't you want paint on your face? And the kid agrees.
But I don't know if I would have went all out like Gwen Stefani and dressed up. I can't fit them shorts. But she looked good as the lead killing girl. But, you know.
Oh, this one is Amber Rose.
Oh, that's Amber Rose. Mm-hmm. I can't tell these white women apart.
Well, speaking of birthdays, Erykah Badu turns 47 years old. Happy birthday. Yes, and I heard someone in this room helped her celebrate her birthday this weekend.
Yeah, I was dubbed with the honor of hosting Erykah Badu's birthday party in Dallas over the weekend.
Hey,
and when
Brad?
I tell you the party was lit,
whoa.
It was like the most lit party I've ever been to.
The last time this many black people congregated in one place, we arrived in America.
Jada Pinkett Smith was there. Willow Smith blessed the stage. Michael Blackson.
Wow. I know him.
I got the opportunity to bring out Dave Chappelle.
Yes, I saw that.
And Yasiin Bey.
I didn't even realize that was you in the picture. Your face so greasy. I'm sorry.
I just got on stage.
Jesus, you look like you just left the gym, baby.
Who is the other guy in the picture? Is that Black Jesus?
No, that's my cousin, Teague. But it was a great time.
Well, you know what, Headcrack? I'm glad you had a good time. But, you know, I, too, like to go to birthday parties. Where was our invite?
Well, I looked at your Instagram, and it said that you was in Barcelona, Spain, and I didn't know you was.
Housewives.
I was like, well, damn, she ain't gonna be able to make it.
You're right.
Emily Ratajkowski, also known as the Blurred Lines Girl, secretly got hitched over the weekend.
Wow.
And Chrissy Teigen is bummed that she didn't get an invite. Chrissy tweeted, I'm oddly mad I wasn't invited to at Emirata's wedding, even though we barely speak. Like, I like all your photos and leave flames on some. Emily and actor Sebastian Bear McLard. Is it McLard?
So she went from Ratajkowski to McLard?
Yeah, it was officially low-key. I mean, it was held at the courthouse.
Yeah.
So Emily responded to Chrissy saying, you would have looked great in a suit at City Hall. So saying... Kind of saying, well, it was low key. I didn't invite anybody.
Right. Nobody's like jonesing to go to a courthouse wedding.
Okay.
That's true.
Yeah?
But I love the fact that Chrissy feels like she should have gone to her wedding because she leaves flames and emojis under this girl's thing. Yes.
Do you realize how many people do that to Emily Ratajkowski?
I know, but it's so real. You really can support somebody and feel like they're your friend.
Well, go to my page and like some of my pictures so we can be friends.
All right, I'm going right now.
I like what I put up there, but hey.
I get your friend.
It's a bunch of food. I like to eat.
He's a married woman.
I am a married woman, but I always leave stuff open. You don't know when something might end.
Well, Heidi Klum doesn't care how old she is. She is not done modeling yet.
Mm.
And you know what? Heidi visited Ellen DeGeneres' show to talk about her new lingerie line. If you don't know that she's got a new line, it's called Heidi Klum Intimates.
Mm.
And revealed that fans actually criticized her for modeling her own lingerie line.
Sometimes people say, you know, you're 44, you're turning 45. Why are you not giving the baton to someone else? But I always think, you know, there's a lot of women my age, 50, 60, 70. What? Do we have an expiration date? Like, can we not also still feel sexy?
Yeah.
I feel sexy. And why?
Right? And why do we always have to see 20-year-olds or 30-year-olds? Yeah. Nothing against 20 or 30-year-olds in campaigns, but why cannot an older woman also be in a campaign? So I'm still doing it.
Yeah, you, as long as you, if you look like that, keep going.
Until I don't want to do it anymore, you know?
That's what the name of her line should be. Oh, this old thing? Her.
And that girl look good. That's what my body used to look like in the third grade. So, hide that. Yeah. I don't look like that, and I'm older than you. You go hide it.
That's
you
right.
You go, baby.
She should not be modeling her own lingerie, honey.
Why?
Why
like
not?
Calvin Klein or other designers wearing their own clothes. You don't do that. You get models.
Well, oh, Gary, she
Oprah
was a model.
On the cover of her own magazine.
Exactly, and this woman modeled for them. They paid her millions to model. This is a cheap way out. She a damn supermodel, and she can model for
she
herself.
She got children. Her children are looking at her half naked. That's
what,
not a
what?
Good look.
How many, wait a minute. How many times y'all done walked in on y'all mama half naked, and I ain't never get paid? You know how many times my kids done seen me hanging? Yeah. What are you talking
when
about, boo-boo? You better back up.
Shake them in.
Yeah. What's wrong with a supermodel with a panty line on? Nothing.
I don't know. It depends.
Well, Miss Pat and Gary, brace mm-hmm. yourself, because after the break, we're going into something really big, like huge.
Ooh, all right, I'm in.
Mm, all right, I'm in too. You ready, Gary? You ready?
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yes,
dear. Last night on The Real Housewives of Atlanta, the ladies were still on their girls' trip in Barcelona. Now, Portia got emotional after Marlo told her, welcome, man.
What? Oh, man.
That's what you get. That laugh was a little too long.
Anyway, honey, Portia, honey, got emotional, y'all, when Marlo told her her welcome mat was too small. And then Marlo went in, honey, and things really escalated.
You're so wow. Hard. Bun shade is hurtful. Hey, but guess what?
Bun shade her candy, bitch.
Oh, really? That's not what we're talking about. When you
want first something.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Don't act like you got hurt by the damn man.
She is a street person, okay, who now wears designer things.
Everything about her is a lie. You're not a vegan. You don't even know how to spell vegan backwards. You're big as hell. You're big as a chicken, a fat chicken injected with a whole bunch of.
We gotta catch a taxi.
You just need to stop lying.
We have got to get
everything
out of here.
About you fake. Your lashes, your nails, your hair, your booty, your teeth, your breast stain.
Oh my God, we got to get out of here.
I personally think that Marlo chick is a bully. She looked like Mayweather in the wig to me. So she's a bully. I said it, and I'm not no housewife, and don't be coming to my Instagram because I'm not made up like you every day. But you the cute girl in school. You need to hire me to just beat up chicks $100,000 a slap.
Okay.
Yeah, I need to be
much.
Your friend. Ooh, they know who to mess with. I'm missing a nipple. I wish a chick would.
How did you
lose a nipple? In a drive-by. I'm about it. You take my fan, you better be in church, and you better be fighting.
Okay.
Yeah, but the clapback you gave her was really classy.
What'd I say?
She's a street person.
With designer clothes. Wait a minute, is it real
a
designer?
A street person, designer clothes.
That was a good clapback.
But what was messy about her, though, she said you couldn't spell vegan backwards, but didn't she mess up mogul?
Mogul? She called it mogrel?
Mongrel.
Mongrel. I'm helping her mess it up.
You can totally spell vegan backwards, right?
Nope, and I don't give a damn.
All right, y'all, today for Black History Month, we're shining a light on one of the country's pioneering African-American business leaders, publisher and creator of Jet Magazine and Ebony Magazine, Mr. John H. Johnson.
Yeah.
right.
The OG classic. Now, John H. Johnson grew up in poverty in Arkansas and moved to Chicago as a teenager. When he was unable to secure a loan from a bank due to his skin color, Mr. Johnson used his mother's furniture as collateral to raise $500 to launch the Johnson Publishing Company and printed his first issue of Negro Digest in November of 1942. Now, 3 years later, Johnson debuted Ebony Magazine, and the first issue sold 50,000 copies, making him the owner of the nation's most widely circulated black publication. Now, in 1951, Mr. Johnson added Jet to a successful publishing company, and his empire grew and eventually included ventures in book publishing, cosmetics, and radio.
See, that tells me right there, we were ready to see ourselves and be celebrated.
Yes, everybody bought it. The Johnson, him and his wife, if you need, honey.
But you know what? My mom used to take Ebony and Jet and take the pages out, and when she fry her chicken, she'll lay it on there. So we would pick up the chicken, and a lot of time the right one be on the back of our chicken.
No, you didn't.
We couldn't afford paper towels, baby.
I was about to say, where the paper towels go?
Hey, I'm from the hood.
That's how we recycle in the hood.
Well, speaking of Johnsons, last night, Nicki Minaj's ex-honey rapper Safari broke the internet after a nude video of him was leaked. And
let me see.
This man got me shook.
God. Hallelujah. But you know what? I think he sells some coconut butter or something. I'm glad to give you my address so maybe you can bring me some coconut butter. That's it.
Hey, baby, with that portion, you can get a big doormat, baby.
Okay.
You can use that thing for a doormat.
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
All right, coming up, Travis Scott bought Kylie Jenner the push present of all push presents. We'll show you the $1.4 million gift next.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Welcome.
Now, Kylie Jenner, she's out and about showing off some things she got, and one of those things is a push present.
Really?
What did she get?
Well, Kylie and Travis were spotted out for the first time since welcoming baby Stormy, and they cruised through Malibu in Kylie's brand new Ferrari.
Oh my gosh.
Another one. I couldn't fit in no car like that. Baby, you have to fold me up to put
If you remember a couple years ago, Tyga gave her a Ferrari on her 18th birthday. It was a white one, and it actually turned out to be a lease, which was in Kylie's name.
Okay, that is way. And then, so could this be that same case, Gary?
It's the same case, honey. She's the whole same scenario, honey. Black rapper, Ferrari. He leased this for her. He told her it was for the push present.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, after he can do pushing away from her, he's going to take it back or they're going to take it back.
Excuse me, what is a push gift?
Somebody has a baby and you get him a present.
I got Medicaid and a welfare check.
That was the government's push present to you.
Well, speaking of the Kardashians, Jennifer Lawrence has always been vocal about her love for the Kardashians. But the feelings might not be that mutual.
Why did that beef with J-Law?
Out of his beef. See, here's the thing. Not only has Jennifer admitted to her obsession with the Keeping Up with Kardashians clan, but last year she made headlines when she got drunk with Kris Jenner. Y'all remember that? It was so fun if y'all didn't see it. And later, when she got to interview Kim Kardashian on the Jimmy Kimmel Show, she said her whole life has been building up to that moment. But recently, when reporters asked about her friendship with Kim, Jennifer responded, "I don't know that she called me a friend. It's probably a one-sided friendship."
Oh, well, that's true, too.
It'd be like that.
Yeah, it does. Because, I mean, I would think, like, it would be one-sided because, you know, here's the thing. She knows everything about Kim because she's a fan of her reality show.
Exactly.
So that can be a little awkward when you meet somebody and you like, girl, you know me all the way. I don't know you at all.
I'm such a Hannibal Buress fan.
Oh, I love Hannibal.
But I offered him a beer one time. We was at a spot, and he already had one.
Yeah.
Well, give him another one.
Then it's weird. It's like, am I trying to get you drunk?
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just weird.
Well, I met Andre 3000 the other day, and I'm obsessed with him, right? So I meet him, and I'm like super weird about it because I didn't know what to say. It was like, I just felt like I knew him because I grew up in Atlanta or whatever, and it said something crazy. I was like, you know, in my past, everybody said we look alike, and he was like,
Well, you know what, Miss Pat? We want to thank you so much, honey, for joining us today, and tell us now, where can we find you, or where can people find you, honey, this week?
This week, I'm in Raleigh, North Carolina at Charlie Good Nights. Come on through, y'all, and join me for some... I don't do cat jokes. I talk about real stuff. Mm. Trafficking cocaine, being a teen mama, having a gay daughter who sleep with everybody in Atlanta. I talk about real stuff. Mm. And you can go to my website, MissPatComedy.com.
Well, after the break, honey, we'll tell you, honey, what America is blowing their savings on.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. According to a new study, Americans are spending way more money on coffee than they are spending on investing or saving.
Coffee? I mean, how many cups of coffee a day are you drinking that you're not investing any of your money? That doesn't make any sense to me.
People are spending a lot more money than they're saving or investing. This is almost 70% of people who were polled would rather share their weight than how much money they've saved. For that, and that's 72% of men and 64% of women. So would you be willing to reveal how much you weigh, Heidi?
Yeah.
As opposed to how much you actually have in the bank?
Yeah, I think it's like a similar number. Oddly enough, which is depressing on both ends. Okay. Yeah.
Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.